Okay, this file is very simple and straightforward. What it's going to do is put you under and give you the experience of being the office bimbo for an entire day, and then it'll wake you back up. It has no side effects outside of the file. It is just an experience. Enjoy. Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. Listening to my words and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice, nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. And now I want you to imagine something. I want you to picture it. I want you to imagine that you are just a dumb bimbo secretary. That's right. Go ahead. Picture your body. Picture yourself being the perfect bimbo office sugar. That's right. Imagine the slutty outfit. Imagine the long blonde hair. Imagine just exactly how empty your mind is. It's not that you don't think. It's that you don't think about very much. It's that your thoughts are very, very simple. And it's that you get confused easily if you have to think about too much. That's right. Imagine exactly the kind of girl you are. Go ahead, picture her. Her high heels, her short skirts, her tight tops, her makeup, all of these things. In fact, in the morning, that is what she spends most of her time doing, getting ready for work, dressing perfectly. That's what a good little girl does. A good bimbo girl dresses perfectly. Very, very slutty manner, because after all, she knows that is exactly how the boss wants her to dress. That is exactly how he wants her to look, and so she makes certain that she looks extra good each and every day before she goes into the office. And then, once she's spent all that time making herself look perfect, she gets herself to the office. And once she's there, all she is the dumb bimbo eye candy, standing there at the front of the office, sitting at her desk, handling some phone calls, and doing some very light and easy paperwork. Nothing particularly complicated. She can do only the basic, most simple of tasks. After all, she's just simply the eye candy in the office. She's just a dumb, slutty bimbo. She likes her job. She likes how she looks, and she likes how her boss looks. And, of course, she tends to her boss. Yes, that's right. She tends to him very, very carefully. Every morning, as soon as she gets into the office, he calls her straight away into his office, and he has her take what he likes to call dictation. Of course, he takes dictation by taking her by her slutty hair and having her kneel down and suck his cock under his desk, giving him the most perfect blowjob she possibly can. Yes, that's right. She's his sweet office sugar, his eye candy, and she's so very, very good at blowing him each and every morning. She does a very good job trying to suck down every single drop of his cum when she earns it. And as she does, he tells her that she's been a very good girl, and that he's going to have to cut her pay even further, because she is such a good girl. And she always smiles and thanks him, and if any of his cum didn't make it down her throat, she licks it from her lips and swallows it, smiling, and goes back to her work. And she gets coffee for everyone in the office. And then, as the day progresses, one of the clients comes in, and she leads them to the boss's office and returns to her desk. And after a few minutes, he calls her in, and she comes in tottering on her heels. And once again, the boss tells her he needs her to help him land this big contract, and that she knows exactly what she needs to do. You smile and say, "Yes, boss." And you kneel down in front of the client, and you unzip his pants, and you pull out his cock, which is a little smaller than your boss's, but quite thick, and you slide all of it into your mouth, taking it all the way in, deep-throating the man, sucking and ministering to his cock and balls until he's moaning furiously and comes hard down your throat. And once he's done, your boss pats you on the head and tells you what a good girl you were, what the perfect little piece of sugar you were, and sends you tottering back to your desk, telling you once again that he's probably going to have to cut your pay even more because you've been such a very good girl. It is a very, very low-paying job already, and yet your boss seems to keep cutting your pay, and yet it doesn't seem to matter because you're just an airheaded little bimbo, and after all, he's pleased with you, so obviously he must want to cut your pay. And so you go ahead and continue about your day, filing, doing your nails at your desk, bringing everyone sandwiches at lunchtime, and then another client comes in. He's the head of a construction company, and he comes in with his son. They both go into the boss's office, and after a good long discussion, your boss calls you in and tells you that he needs your help once again, that you are there to help clinch the deal. And so, once again, you find yourself kneeling on the floor, taking the father's cock in your mouth, sucking it down greedily like the office bimbo that you are, sucking it as well as you possibly can, hoping that your boss will give you another pay cut. And while you suck, this man's son masturbates in front of you, and pretty soon you are earning the father's and the son's cum both at the same time, one of them going straight down your throat, and the other one spraying all over your face and dripping down onto your blouse. And as it does, your boss looks at you sternly and tells you, "No, that won't do. Now your dress isn't clean. Take that off." And so, in front of everyone, in a way that's just a little bit degrading, almost like a stripper, something you would never, ever dare to be, you have to take off your dress and leave the office and get your spare one, because of course you always have to have a spare at the office in case one of these accidents happen. And then once you're done, you come back in and are told to clean up the sun, and then afterwards your boss tells you what a good girl you were and how proud he is of you, and that he's going to have to cut your pay still further, cutting it all the way to the bone, leaving you with nothing at all. But still, you smile and thank him because he's so happy with your work, and you do so love dictation. You love it so very much. Yes, you're such a sweet little slutty princess for the boss. You make certain your makeup and perfect is... You make certain that your makeup and hair are perfect. You read your glamour magazines whenever you get a chance, and you do as little as you possibly can because, really, most of those computers are just way too complicated for you. And then, at the end of the day, your boss calls you back into the office. And this time, he has you sit down on the couch, and he stands up on it so that as you're sitting there, he can feed you his cock, taking your hair and ramming it deep into your mouth. And all you can think as you suck down his cock is what a lucky girl you are that you have a boss who uses you so nicely. Yeah, it's a bit degrading serving all the customers, but he's such a good boss and he keeps lowering your pay, and you just simply love your job. You love it each and every day because, after all, your mind is empty and you are just a bimbo. And that is how your day goes. And then, at the end of the day, you go home. Your throat sore, your feet weary, and you climb into your bed in your little bitty apartment that you can just barely afford, and you hope that your boss hasn't cut your pay so far that you can't afford rent this month, because you're not sure what you'll do. And you fall into a deep, deep sleep. And now it's time. Time to leave the world of dreaming and wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, remembering everything that I just described. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.